Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Everybody, and welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I have a short episode for you because I want to tell you about a couple of things that are happening in September and October 2024. So if you're listening to this afterwards, then you can still listen, you can still get involved, just in a slightly different way. So I've decided that it would be good to do another survey for anyone who was following my content in 2020. You might remember I did one then. That seems like ages ago now, so much has happened. And so I decided it would be good to do another one because I want to find out what people are enjoying in terms of content, especially with the podcast, because the podcast is changing and it needs to change because my business is changing. I'm offering different services. I have a different focus. But moving forward, I'd also like to know what people are enjoying, what people would like to see more of on the podcast, that kind of thing. So I have put together a quick podcast survey. It won't take long to complete. There are a couple of fields that you can write answers in, but a lot of it is just tick boxes. So it will be very quick to complete. And that's on my website. I'm going to put the link in the show notes so you can easily access the survey if you want to fill it in. And I would be grateful for completed responses because it's really nice to hear from my listeners anyway. But it will also help me when I'm planning the content for the next months. We've just finished, recently I published episode 250. I have lots of plans for more episodes in the future, and it would be good to get some input from listeners too. And I decided that if I'm going to do this, it would be good to combine that with another idea that I had, and that is to have a podcast meetup. So an online meeting for podcast listeners, maybe previous guests, where we can get together, talk about language learning, our experiences, what's helped us. Maybe if guests are there, you might have some questions for them. So the idea is to have an online meeting. I've never done this before. The podcast has been going since 2015 and I only recently had the idea. So for now, I'm going to make this open to people who complete the survey as a kind of thank you, and that we can all get together afterwards. I don't know what will happen in the future. If there's interest in this, maybe it will be something that will become more regular. But for now, it's a one-off event after the survey. So the survey will be going on throughout the month of September. And then afterwards, the event will be in the second week of October, so the 10th of October. All the details are on the episodes page. And if you complete the survey and leave me your email address, then I will also get in touch and give you the details for the online event that we're going to have. So I look forward to meeting some listeners too. I think it will be fun for me to find out who's listening to the podcast. And maybe it'll be interesting for you too to get together with some other listeners and talk about your experiences. If you have any questions about language learning or I don't know, because I don't know what will happen because I don't know who will come, but I think it will be an interesting thing to do. And I will also benefit from understanding how people feel about the English with Kirsty content. So if you're listening to this afterwards, the main survey is going on throughout September 2024. But if you complete it, I will still read your answers. I read all the messages that come via my website, and I'll be happy to receive more feedback after the survey has closed. And obviously, if the event has passed, then the best way to keep in touch with me is via LinkedIn or via the newsletter. And then you will be the first to know about any future events that I'm holding for language learners or people who are interested in developing their language skills or any other kinds of courses and workshops and meetups that I'm planning for the future. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you and maybe meeting some of you online soon. Have a wonderful week, and I'll be back next week with another interview episode, because at the moment I'm trying to do one solo episode and one interview. That may change, but for now that's the pattern that I'm trying to work towards so that we get a mix of both solo and interview episodes. So have a wonderful week and keep learning.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.